Greetings to all of you this morning in Jesus' name. I'd just like to read just one line in that song that we just sang. It says, "Thy hand in sight of all my foes doth still my table spread." This morning, I'd like to look at a story in the Old Testament. And this story wasn't real common to me, except I became more aware of it. It was probably about 2 or 3 weeks before we moved to Kansas in 07. And I had sent an email out to the people that were the supplier of many parts of the company that I was working for. And I just sent an email out, and I just said that this is our plans as a family, that we're going to be moving to Kansas, and we're going to be entering a different line of work, and just explain some things. And about a week later, I get an email back from my a friend, Jeff. He was a fine Christian man that I enjoyed talking with a lot. And he wrote a nice little note back with encouraging words. And at the end of his email, he had a couple of words written there. And if there's one thing that anybody ever said to me in our move, this story that he brought to light, I have thought about often since we've moved here, and not because, for a variety of reasons, I've thought about this little story. And I want to make sure that in this devotional this morning, that what I say is both meaningful and it's practical to you and your walk. There's some stories in the Old Testament that we almost cringe a little bit to read. And you know, this is one of them that we sort of, well, you know, that's sort of bloody. But I do believe that the stories that are written for us in God's Word are there for a purpose. They're there that we can lift meaning. They're there that we can lift, you know, what is it God is saying? There are still things that can apply to us. So let's read some factoids and turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 23. And I'm just going to read two verses, but in this chapter, starting with about verse 8 through the end of the chapter, this lists David's mighty men. David was, you know, a great man. But he had men that he surrounded himself with that you read down through here, and these men were warriors. They were incredible warriors. They were fighters. They followed what David wanted them to do. And so we're just going to break it in verse 20, and we're going to read about Benaiah. We're going to read 20 and 21. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man. So we don't have grandpa's name in here, okay? All we have is that, you know, Benaiah's grandfather was a valiant man. Of Kabzeel, who had done many acts. He slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. And he slew an Egyptian, a goodly man, and the Egyptian had a spear in his hand. But he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. If there was ever an insult that happened, it was here. But let's back up. The end of verse 20 is where I want to key in on. So let me just state some very obvious things here, okay? We've got a man, he says he went down also. It doesn't say that a lion cornered him. He goes to the lion. Now, this also isn't out in an open prairie or with a lot of trees around him. It says that in the midst of a pit. A pit, it sounds like to me that, you know, there was little escape maybe except for one route out of here. And I think we can be fair to say that man and lion, friend or foe, it's pretty easy to figure out. And it says that it was in time of snow. Now, it doesn't say that it was snow, but it was, I'm going to assume that it was snow. All right. So, the pit doesn't sound like a place that I'd like to go into with a lion. The snow, it's cold. And the lion. Okay, so Bo and I, my son Bo and I, we were at home the other day, and talk about fear. We saw that a farmer had put, I'll make this short, but he had put a large black Angus bull in our pasture. And about a day later, he brings in a foe. And he puts him in there too. And pretty soon, the big one has pushed the little one through the fence. And the big one is guarding the fence so he doesn't come back. And I said, Bo, let's watch this a little bit. Of course, they had the tractors out there, and they were trying to work this bovine into the pen again. And finally, I said, Bo, you know what? Let's go over there and help him. But I said, we really got to be careful. And, you know, I know what a mad Angus bull can be like. I've watched this stuff. And so Bo and I, he gets into this little pasture with him, and I'm skirting the fence, and I finally get him going sort of in the direction where he came through the fence. And so, but pretty soon I'm in the fence, and Bo and I, we walk along this fence here. We stay close to that fence. We weren't going to get out in the middle of this field with this bull. And so, you know, we got up to him, and pretty soon the farmer came over. He's on that side of the fence. Should have been my cue. And so we're in there, and we're getting up here, and, you know, I'm trying to make him go. And he's used to the farmer's language of, you know, hand motion and certain words to get him to go, and I'm not using those. And so I'm creeping out a little bit further from the fence, but Bo, he's tied against the fence yet. And, you know, this bull started coming around us like this, and I thought, you know, he's just going to pass us by, you know. Well, he gets about even with me, and he takes one look at me, and he comes at me. And, you know, Bo was over there laughing. He was halfway through the fence. But, you know, there was something within me that I haven't felt for years. I mean, there was fear, and I got so nervous. You know, I was determined to get away from this, and I quit looked back at when I got the fence. I didn't know how I was going to get over the fence, but some way. And I looked back, and, you know, he had turned and gone the other way, but, boy, it just took me a couple minutes to recover here. You know, if he would have decided, I mean, that fence wasn't going to stop him, but at least it would have felt better to be on the other side of it. But there was tremendous fear there. And but Benaiah here, he just sort of goes in against this lion. And there's a lot of unanswered questions here. Why did he go in? Was it just to prove? Did somebody bet him? And who really benefited from this killing of the lion? Maybe they were hungry. I don't know. But who, you know, there's a lot of questions. But what I pull out of here is that fear and confidence were not equals in this story. They were not parallel powers in his life. And so often, when I'm deciding whether I want to do something, I've always got fear right up here with me. And then I also have the confidence of knowing that God is going to lead me. But too often, they're really close to being parallel. But they weren't for Benaiah. Now, I'd like to just note that it's easy to get sidetracked by this story of the pit, the lion, snow, and Benaiah. But I'd like to take just a little bit closer look at Benaiah. I mean, he was, you know, what kind of a warrior was he? I think he was shrewd. He was calculating. And I think he had a high level of confidence. And, I mean, there's no question that he was a valiant warrior. And when you look at him, you figure out some character. But how do you figure out his character? It's by his deeds. That's how we know who Benaiah is, by his deeds. Deeds and what character really reveals is who you were. And it's not, you don't all of a sudden do something, oh, now this is who I am. But it is who you were in the past. It's revealed through our deeds. And so deeds reveal character. And I just did just a little looking up here, Old Testament names and meanings. And Jehoiada, which was Benaiah's father, means knowledge of the Lord. Jehoiada was a high priest. And Benaiah means God builds. So, you know, there's a lot you could make out of these names and how those interplay into this great story. But when it comes to character, today God is sculpting you and I, and he is building. God is building his kingdom. And I think it's safe to say that this weekend, our church, we're having a Benaiah moment. God is building. And when we see God working, we have no reason to fear. Fear and confidence cannot be equals in our life when Jesus Christ, the victor over death, the victor over the grave, is our Lord and Master. I'd like to sing Song 531, and then I'll lead us in prayer. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Lord, we want to claim that promise that we just sang about, that you are our light. It's your light that we want to follow. Help us not to be entrapped by fear. Lord, you are the one who gives us confidence. who gives us trust. And we know that you won't lead us into places where your love and your grace won't be. Lord, you are a God who is plentiful in everything. Thank you for your love, and thank you for Jesus. We pray this in your name. Amen.